Text numéro 3. A bit rich, billionaire's climate efforts draw skepticism. Australia's second richest person, mining magnate Andrew Forrest, is known to his admirers as a straight-shooting businessman cut from the same cloth as self-made billionaires Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. And like his contemporaries in the USA, Forrest, the chairman of Fortescue Metals, the world's fourth largest iron ore producer, has taken on a leading role in the fight against climate change. Forrest is spending $114 billion Australian dollars to build the world's largest electrolyzer, an apparatus that separates water into oxygen and hydrogen. Powered by wind and solar energy, it will produce an emissions-free energy source and promises to decarbonize Asia's steel mills. While some welcome the super wealthy's newfound focus on the climate, others question whether their actions can be seen as altruistic after they amassed fortunes from heavily polluting industries. Fortescue Metals emitted 2.2 million tonnes of carbon last year, according to Australia's Clean Energy Regulator. No Australian has ever caused more damage to the environment than Andrew Forrest, an Australian Financial Review columnist said in recent commentary. Bezos brings a similarly mixed track record to the table. In 2020, he created a $10 billion fund for climate change, but his company Amazon emitted more than 60 million tonnes of carbon that year, 15% more than in 2019. According to a report by Oxfam, the world's wealthiest 1% are responsible for 15% of carbon emissions, nearly twice as much as the world's poorest 50%. Similarly, just 1% of the world's population is responsible for half the emissions caused by aviation, while almost 90% of people hardly ever fly. Bill Gates, who last year published his book How to Avoid a Climate Disaster, has an annual carbon footprint of 7,500 tonnes, mostly from flying on private jets. That is nearly 3,000 times more carbon than the average person in Fiji creates in a year. In many cases, billionaires' proposed solutions involve expensive nascent technology like green hydrogen that, if successfully scaled, will create new monopolies that control consumption patterns for decades. We need to stop looking at magical solutions, scientist Emily Ghosh said. That is what got us here in the first place, and I'm worried that we'll go down the same path where we are locked into one technology and not looking at a diversity of energy options. Nonetheless, Fortescue Metals will continue to pump millions of tons of carbon into the atmosphere for at least another 8 years, according to the company's 2030 carbon neutrality plan. Rather than looking to billionaires to wave their magic wands, Ghosh believes solutions should come from the bottom as well as the top, because one solution will not fit into every space. Adapted from Al Jazeera, May 2022.